My guest at this time is Nebraska Republican Congressman Lee Terry. He represents the Cornhusker State's 2nd Congressional District and is a member of the House Energy and Commerce Committee. We want to get his thoughts today as President Obama has once again called for an extension of some of the Bush tax cuts, but not for the wealthiest Americans. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thank you.
This has essentially been the president's position for some time. He says the Bush tax cuts for the middle class, which were extended for 2 years back in 2010 and are about to expire at the end of this year, should be extended for those making less than $250,000 a year. He says that given the situation with the economy and the struggling middle class, that is right. But wealthier Americans don't need the tax break for any longer, and they can afford to let it go. And he says they need to pay a little bit more in to help bring down the deficit. Your reaction?
Well, it's all politics. He's just posturing for the election. His original position was to do away with all of the tax breaks that were put into place to stimulate the economy because, you know, letting people keep their own money that they've earned and produced is poor to the economy in his view. You'd rather just expand government and tax people more. Makes sense to somebody, I guess.
What would be the impact of the president's tax plan?
Well, if the president got his tax plan, what the major impact would not be on wealthy individuals. It's going to be on small businesses. The most over 50% of small businesses are taxed by the individual tax code because of their status, tax status, is subchapter S. So what it means is, as we're trying to create jobs, and it's small businesses growing that create most of the jobs coming out of a recession and economic hard times, that you're actually going to stall any growth of our economy. It's already anemic now, so why would you impact what little growth there is?
The president says he's no enemy of small business. In fact, he's cut taxes 18 times for small businesses. Is that accurate, or is that a little bit of sleight of hand?
Well, I'm missing those 18 times that he has cut taxes. Now, if he says that he's helped extend the current tax code instead of raising taxes on them as a tax break, then I'll have to agree with him in some part. I don't think he's done it 18 times, though.
Is he using tax credits and tax cuts interchangeably here? Is that perhaps how he gets to that number?
He must be. Individually, there's been some tax credits that have been extended, but even the tax credit package for research and development hasn't been extended. Well, will need to be extended again since they haven't done it yet.
What's the House Republican approach to this?
Well, the Republican House approach, as we will vote later this month, will be to keep the tax code as it is. To make sure that business, small businesses have accelerated depreciation, can be assured that they won't have an income tax increase on their businesses where they have to make a choice of hiring or not hiring. Many small businesses are already going to be hit with the most significant, largest tax increase in called the president's health care bill, the ACA. So taking the health care mandate on them, the tax that they're going to have to pay, and then increased taxes would be devastating to small business growth.
The president says that the deficit reduction is also an aspect to this, saying that many on the right have been critical of his spending, yet when it comes to a chance to go back in the other direction a little bit here by raising some revenue from the wealthier Americans, Republicans are opposed to it. What impact, just deficit-wise, we already talked about the jobs impact potentially in small businesses, what impact deficit-wise would raising the tax rate on wealthier Americans actually accomplish?
Well, the reality is he wants to spend at a greater rate than even his tax increases could afford. So if he was serious about the deficit reduction, coming to us with a significant decrease in spending, a real effort to decrease spending, and then integrate it with tax reform where we flatten our tax code, do away with special breaks, and bring it down to a point where, yeah, it's flat, but maybe brings in some extra revenue. I think you can get a lot of us on board with a project like that. But the president's all about spending and then raising taxes to meet the spending. So I think it's a little disingenuous or a little sleight of hand when he says it's for deficit reduction.
We're talking with Nebraska Republican Congressman Lee Terry, member of the House Energy and Commerce Committee. And, sir, he wants to extend the middle class tax breaks, all but the wealthiest Americans, for 1 year. On some of the Sunday morning shows, Republicans said they wanted to extend all of the Bush tax cuts for 1 year, much as you said a moment ago. There are some in the business community and elsewhere who say that regardless of what you do for 1 year, that doesn't necessarily and probably doesn't provide the certainty that business owners are looking for. So if you can get the year, at what point do you look for something more permanent?
We have to look at something more permanent, and I agree with the business owners. They've lived for years with the uncertainty of what the next year's taxes will demand upon them. The 1 year is simply to get past the election, get into a new presidency, and then maybe you can start working on the major tax overhaul, whether it's flattening the tax code or whatever we're going to do. But whatever we do with taxes has to be able to make us a more competitive nation around the world, so we don't lose our manufacturing base or jobs overseas because it just costs too much to do business in this country.
Congressman, the last question. Obviously, House Republicans are strong in saying that you want to keep the tax code where it is, especially as it relates to the Bush tax cuts. The president insists he is not going to budge on raising taxes on the wealthier Americans, so where will this end up? Will we see taxes raised ultimately on everybody? Will one of you blink after the election? What's likely to happen here?
Well, I think what's most likely to happen is after the election and election year posturing has ceded, that you'll actually then be seated at the table and we'll have real negotiations then.
We'll certainly keep an eye on that as well as the arguments in the meantime, since the economy and fiscal issues will clearly be a major issue over the next 4 months. Sir, thank you very much for being with us.
Well, thank you for the opportunity. Love it.
Nebraska Republican Congressman Lee Terry represents his state's 2nd Congressional District. He's also a member of the House Energy and Commerce Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.